Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Justice family. They're going to be singing What a Change in My Life. We appreciate the Justice family from Hendersonville, North Carolina. What a blessing that they are. Amen. And the good songs that they have. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen.
I wandered along the downward road in sin and darkness. My soul was lost and I was sinking in despair. But nearly one day in humble prayer down at the altar, my life was changed and I've had joy beyond compare.
What a change in my life.
What a change in my life since I found Jesus.
Every moment I find.
Every moment I find He's just the same.
Every day as I go.
As I go I'm finding glory.
What a change in my life.
Is Jesus, He's the master of the sea. No longer I'll sail in doubt, for I know where I'm going. With Him I know I'm safe throughout eternity.
What a change in my life.
What a change in my life since I found Jesus.
Every moment I find.
Every moment I find He's just the same.
Every day as I go.
Will rise. My body will then be made like my Lord's glorious body. And with the saved ones we'll go sailing through the sky.
What a change in my life.
What a change in my life since I found Jesus.
Every moment I find.
Every moment I find He's just the same.
Every day as I go.
As I go I'm finding glory.
What a change in my life.
And that's the Justice family from Hendersonville, North Carolina. We appreciate them. What a blessing. We're going to begin the third part of the message today concerning the conflict with Amalek. And once again, we are speaking about the battle with the flesh and how that we're all the time warring against the flesh. Here's the message now, live recording from Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
If you've been following along in the series, you'll know that everything that we've been preaching on for the last little while is concerning your Christian life. You know, may I say to you, thank God, I'm glad, amen, that people can be saved by the grace of God. And I'm thankful, amen, that you can come to Christ and Christ will receive you. And boy, He'll forgive you of your sins and all those things. But a lot of people don't understand what to do after that they are saved. They don't understand the battles. They don't understand the experiences. And I think a lot of times we so rejoice in the fact of being saved that we forget the battles to which we encounter while being saved. Boy, we fight battles, don't we?
We're going to pick up where we left off at this point yesterday. This is part number 3, and we're speaking about the reasons for the battle.
And the Bible says he feared not God. Let's look here. The flesh don't care. The flesh don't care. The flesh is all the time saying to you, is he separating you from the things of God, all right? You remember the cartoons? How many know y'all watch Saturday cartoons? Bless your hearts. It used to be good. Amen. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and amen. Yosemite Sam. Used to be good. And what was that? The big one, the big chicken. Foghorn Leghorn. You remember, man, it, you know, you get the little one come out sometimes, and he's always knocking that big dude out. Amen. I like that. But, you know, sometimes in them cartoons, they'd have a little angel on one side and a little devil on the other side. That's your two natures. That's your two natures right there. Them two natures that all the time fighting you. One said, don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it. And on the cartoons, it was always showing them the devil side and, you know, that get even type mentality, you know, and it would always show that one side of getting even. Can I tell you, most of the time the flesh wins because we're not under subjection to the Spirit of God. And so that's the battle that's being fought here. Now, I want you to see this. It's interesting to know that it is not Israel, but that attacked Amalek. Israel didn't go after Amalek. No, Amalek come after Israel. You think about that in your own life. You don't go out there and say, praise God, I'm going to go sin today. No. I'm going to tell you something. That flesh is all the time, man, confronting you. It's all the time standing in your way of progress. And the reason why that you can't grow, the reason why you can't get any better is because you're afraid to knock the dude out that's in front of you and it's yourself. But you really need to get him. You say, how do I do it, preacher? You fight him through the Spirit of God. Now let me say this to you. This morning, the flesh will not leave you alone. The flesh is constantly working against me. Once again, Galatians 5:17 says this. It says, the flesh attacks the spirit. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. The flesh is all the time attacking the Spirit of God in your life. Every time you get a holy moment alone with God, every time you get in that place, boy, you're so excited. Hey, man, I tell you, I can't wait to tell somebody what God did for me. And boy, all those things. There's also a battle getting ready to be fought with your flesh, friend. You're going to have to keep reminding your flesh, I'm born again, and I'm not going that way. Look. We've looked real quickly at the reason for the battle. The reason was because, hey, the reason for that battle was simply this. They wanted the water. They wanted to take what was not theirs and what was not provided by them. The flesh, your flesh is all the time Satan working against you. Is all the time trying to drown you out so that he can take your life over. The worst thing in the world is for your testimony to be ruined by something that Satan's done through you. You said, I didn't think I could be possessed by the devil after that I was born again. That's absolutely true. You cannot be possessed by the devil, but you sure can be oppressed by him. In other words, he can influence you externally and cause you to fall. Now look, we've looked at the reason for the battle, but let's look at the record of the battle for just a moment. The record, I mean by this, the Israel engaged the enemy in the fight. Look at verse number 9. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. I want to look for just a moment at the provisions that God has given us to combat the flesh. You can defend yourself spiritually. I want you to look at me for just a minute. You can be a victorious Christian. You can have success. You can have victory with God while walking in the flesh. You can have provisions that are spiritual provisions given by God to help you combat what we call the flesh. You say, preacher, how can I do that? Well, when Moses lifted up his hand, Israel experienced success. Y'all agree with that? Every time Moses lifted up the Bible, it's kind of, and some of you guys are smarter than me. I don't know why, but there's a point, and I didn't have time to study this out, but there's got to be a reason. Some of you minds, you know, amen. There's a section of Scripture that does his hand singular, and then there's a section of Scripture that does his hands in the plural sense. I don't know if there's any significance there, but that's interesting, isn't it? So as Moses raised his hand, Israel prevailed. But as he lowered his hand, they begin to be overtaken. So can I say, what is this hand? What are we talking about here? The Bible says, look at verse 11. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So here we see the direct connection in winning the battle is connected to the fact that Moses is raising his hand. I want you to look at this. The uplifted hand is an emblem of prayer. The uplifted hand is an emblem of prayer. In other words, whenever Moses raised his hand, look here, the Bible don't say it, but as he raised that rod of God, and as he raised his hand up high, he was going, oh God. I tell you, it ain't very long in your prayer life when you get along with God and you begin to raise your hands and say, I tell you, what a mighty God he is. I mean, he's a God of heaven. I thank God, you can't help it. You're going to start raising your hands to the heaven and praising God. Our hands are connected to our prayer life. You say, I don't believe all that, preacher. Well, look here. I believe it. Psalm chapter 28, verse number 2. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward the holy oracle. There's a lot of you that ain't never got deep enough in your prayer life to get to that place. Well, I lay me in anything I've been willing to keep. If I die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul. That's good when you're a kid. But when you mature a little bit, it's time to meet with God. It's time to meet with God. Over in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 8, I would therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Thank God. You say, what are you talking about? So one of the provisions for the battle that you can remember daily is this. Go to God in prayer. How do you think you're going to ever win against the battle if you don't go to God in prayer? You're not going to win the battle of the flesh if you don't go to God in prayer spiritually. Somebody said, I believe it was the other night, I think it was Dr. Whittemore said this. He said, if you just spend 5 minutes in God's word a day and 5 minutes in prayer, you'll be amazed at how God wins the victories in your life. 5 minutes. It don't take that long. It takes you doing. Amen, preacher. I don't have time today, preacher. What's happening on the battlefield? Somebody said it. What happens on the battlefield? You begin to lose. Thank God I had time to pray today. What happens on the battlefield? You begin to win. Tomorrow. Do you see that differences of transition in your life based upon consistency? You're so inconsistent, you're here today and gone tomorrow. Can you imagine if you'd done the job like that? If you were clocking in today and then didn't clock in tomorrow and you was on the job today and you wasn't on the job, can you imagine what your review would be like at the end of the year? Well, man, you're good. You do good when you're here, but when you're not here, well, you're not here. Nothing gets done, right? Winning those battles one day at a time through your prayer life. Listen, if you're right there, you're taking notes, how can I beat the devil out of my flesh? Pray. Amen. That's one of them right there. Hello. Amen. Amen. Pray. Not only do we see that when Moses raised his hands, victory was won, but we also see that Moses' hands were heavy. These heavy hands remind us that while prayer is a source of divine help from God, it's not always going to be easy. In fact, it's going to be, at times, it will be heavy so much to where it's going to be so hard that you can't even hardly stay. How many's got a prayer life with God? When you go to God in prayer, here's the thing. You that pray know that there's something always fighting for your time. Them times when you have the worst day in the world, that's the time you ought to covet that time of prayer more than you've ever coveted it. That time where you feel, man, that temptation, that's when you need to go to God in prayer. That time when you feel like, oh man, I am to nobody. You need to go to God in prayer. And that's the time that you need to go. But the flesh is saying, don't do it.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.